This is the One-Stop FPL Podcast. Hello and welcome to One-Stop FPL, a brand new weekly podcast hosted by me, Andy Johnson. One-Stop FPL is going to be exactly what it sounds like, a one-stop shop for FPL players of all abilities. With so much information out there across all the different content platforms, my aim is going to be to make this podcast capture the key highlights that you need to know each game week. I'll do my best to keep it nice and short, around 15 minutes each week, keep it nice and easy to digest, take on board, and apply to your game however you see fit. If you want more detailed analysis and you like to go into the deep, granular stats for your game, then there's loads of brilliant content creators out there for that. But if you don't fancy that, or you don't have the time, or you just prefer going with your gut, then this is the podcast for you. So, who am I? Well, my name is Andy Johnson. This will be my 18th season playing FPL. So, if I'm not an expert, I am certainly a veteran at the very least. I've tried a variety of different approaches to the game over previous seasons. Sometimes I've gone with loads of detail and loads of stats, and other times I've just gone with the players that I like the look of. Ultimately, now I mix a little bit of both, and I find that that's what works best for me, and it's also how I get the most enjoyment from the game, which is ultimately the most important thing. So, without further ado, let's crack on with episode one as we talk game week one of the brand new 23-24 FPL season. Right then, game week one, and our very first deadline of the season is Friday the 11th of August, 6:30 p.m. UK time. That's 90 minutes before the first ball is kicked of the brand new season. It's the champions, Manchester City, with a Friday evening trip up to Turf Moor. They take on newly promoted Burnley in the first fixture of that game week. Other fixtures in this game week, I'll quickly run through them all. Arsenal versus Nottingham Forest, Bournemouth versus West Ham, Brighton versus Luton, Everton versus Fulham, Sheffield United versus Crystal Palace, Newcastle versus Aston Villa, Brentford versus Spurs, Chelsea versus Liverpool, and Manchester United versus Wolves. Now, it's important to remember that FPL is a marathon, not a sprint. So with that in mind, don't get too hung up solely on game week one fixtures. It's worth looking at future game weeks for certain teams to see which players will have a good run of fixtures, so you don't have to make lots and lots of transfers early in the season. That being said, the general consensus this season is that the pricing has been fairly kind, which does enable us to get predominantly players from top six clubs into our fantasy teams. So Manchester City, Arsenal, Brighton and Manchester United all have pretty favourable fixtures in game week one, and it's not unrealistic to build a side that has plenty of players from those clubs in it. Two teams also worth considering are Chelsea and Brentford, and that is because they feature at the very top of something called the fixture ticker. This is an online tool, absolutely invaluable for me for my FPL game. And essentially, it calculates which teams have the best run of fixtures across however many game weeks you choose to look. I normally set mine across the next six game weeks, and that just helps me with a little bit of forward planning when it comes to making transfers. So, with all of those fixture considerations taken into account, let's just have a little look at the current most popular picks on the game ahead of game week one in each position. So I'll run through the most selected players, the two goalkeepers, Manchester United's Onana and West Ham's Areola. The five most selected defenders are Estupinan, Gabriel, Chilwell, Stones and Bulldog. The five most selected midfielders are Saka, Rashford, Bruno Fernandes, Mitoma and Mbeumo. And the three most selected forwards are, unsurprisingly, Erling Haaland, João Pedro and Mbeumo. Now, that feels like a pretty strong opening game week squad. Lots of potentially high-scoring players there, not just for game week one, but future game weeks as well. And I do believe that I have been slightly influenced by that when building my first draft. Many of those names crop up in my team as well. A couple of notable additions to that list. I have currently got Ollie Watkins in my opening game week draft. I've also got Luke Shaw. I like the idea of a double United defence, especially in that opening game week against Wolves. And I've also gone for the slightly risky pick of Phil Foden at Manchester City. You just never know who is going to fall victim to Pep Roulette when it comes to City players in FPL. Now, whilst that is my current draft, it is very susceptible to change. I am going to be tinkering with it between now, which is Thursday lunchtime at the time of recording, and the deadline on Friday evening. So plenty of changes could still happen to my team, but I don't think I'm going to have too many differentials or stray too far away from what most people would deem to be a fairly template side. Generally speaking, best to save risks for the second half of the season. You don't really want to be playing catch up. So take your risks, go for your differentials later on in the season. And that can be a really good way to boost your overall ranking. Now then, moving on to captaincy. And I would love to give you something original here. But the truth is that my recommendation is just to go for Erling Haaland. There are loads of really good captaincy options this game week, but with so many people picking Haaland and so many people inevitably captaining him, it does feel like just that little bit too much of a risk early in game week one to venture elsewhere with the captain's armband. If you do feel like having a bit of a punt on someone else, there are good options. As I say, Bruno Fernandes and Marcus Rashford are both at home against Wolves this week. And Arsenal's Bukayo Saka, Martinelli or Martin Odegaard are all pretty good options as they are at home against Nottingham Forest. Moving on now to differentials, and going forward throughout the season, I will normally give you a couple of options for players that hardly feature in anyone's team at all, who I think can give you potentially a little bit of upside for your team. However, that is pretty tricky to do this early in the season. We've only had a bunch of preseason fixtures to go off. So rather than do that, I'm going to give you four players who quite a few people will own, but they are probably not the most selected options and will definitely give you a little bit of food for thought. The first player is a player who's done very, very well in pre-season. That is Crystal Palace's Eze. Remains to be seen how good Crystal Palace are going to be this season, but with Wilf Zaha gone and Elise currently injured, Eze is absolutely the main man for attacking returns at Crystal Palace. Two players at Spurs, Madison and Richarlison, both midfielders, 7.5 and 7 million respectively. The latter, Richarlison, I think is a particularly interesting option. At the time of recording, which is Thursday lunchtime, there is a huge amount of uncertainty around the future of Harry Kane. He may well end up being sold to Bayern Munich. And if that does happen, or as a result of that uncertainty, he is benched by Spurs, then the most likely replacement for him in the starting lineup up front will be Richarlison. So a £7 million midfielder playing out of position does sound like quite a tempting option. Couple of players at Chelsea who are worth considering. Chelsea, of course, as I mentioned earlier, at the top of the fixture ticker. Very favourable fixtures in the opening six game weeks. Couple of players worth considering from them. Reece James, who hasn't been in too many people's drafts, seem to be a lot more people going for Chilwell. And I think that's chiefly down to the amount of injuries that Reece James has picked up over the last season or two. However, he has just been made club captain. There is a sneaking suspicion that he might be on penalties this season. And currently, as I'm speaking, he is allegedly fit. Another player at Chelsea worth considering, I think, is their brand new centre forward, Nicholas Jackson. He's going to get a lot of delivery from those fullbacks in that brand new Pochettino team. 7 million feels like a sensible price for a new player to the league. There is obviously a little bit of a risk attached with that, depending on how well he adapts and settles in to life in England. And finally, and I cannot believe I'm going to include this player in a differentials list, but due to his hugely high price point, Mo Salah is not featuring in too many people's Game Week 1 drafts. Now, ultimately, you are going to have to make some sacrifices if you want to accommodate Salah into your team. The majority of people have found ways to do this with Haaland still, but it normally means it comes at the expense of one or two of your mid-price midfielders. So you might have to accept that you can't have both Saka and Martinelli, or you can't have both Bruno Fernandes and Rashford. You might have to lose one or two of those. Pick Salah and then go for a couple of those lower priced midfielders. But it's completely understandable why you would want to try and fit Salah into your team. The guy is the absolute king of FPL over the last few seasons. So explosive. And actually, something else worth considering here is that in game week 2, Liverpool are at home to Bournemouth, a really, really kind fixture, and one that also serves up some food for thought for captaincy. If you want to stray away from Haaland, then Salah in game week 2 is a great, great captaincy option. So if you want to go for that, it might be worth getting him into your team in game week 1, and then you don't have to try and rip up your team in game week 2 and even take points hits early in the season. So that just about wraps things up for this preview of game week 1. A reminder of that deadline, Friday the 11th of August, 6:30 p.m. UK time. Set your alarms, make sure you don't miss it. You do not want to be playing catch up from game week 1. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Andy Johnson. You can find me on Twitter or X at Andy J Audio. I'll be posting my Game Week 1 team on the deadline. I'll also be attending Fantasy Football Fest at the time, so there is the possibility of a bit of a mad rush in the build-up to the deadline. If there's any early team news for that Manchester City fixture, I'll definitely be taking that into consideration with my team to avoid being struck by Pep Roulette early in the season. That's it for now. Thank you so much for listening to the One Stop FPL podcast, and I'll speak to you again for Game Week 2.